So you did mention research questions. Mm-hmm. When you're thinking about writing a project or working on a new research question, what do you do to actually refine and come up with that research question itself?
I think that can actually be one of the most difficult things in research, because a lot of times we have this idea of like, oh, I'm interested in this topic. Okay, but then you have to start asking yourself, well, who cares? You know, is it just like, is it just an interest, or is there something significant or relevant about it? And, you know, like I mentioned that I'm really intrigued by the 1980s and the latter years of the Cold War, and I've really gotten into, like, popular culture and stuff, but I have to, like, okay, that's great, but what... why should anybody care about this? And so this is actually one of the stages I'm in with this one project. It's like, okay, how do I frame this into a research question? And, I mean, I'm still shaping it because we're talking about a bigger project and stuff, but what I've actually come up with, again, is people want to understand, you know, how and why the Cold War came to an end, and particularly so suddenly. Now, there's a whole group of historians who have access to some of the best resources who are actually doing, like, the political history, the negotiations, and stuff like that. Okay. What I'm kind of concerned with, then, is why did I grow up thinking that the Cold War was going to be this permanent thing? And so the popular perceptions of the Cold War. Right. And I think that's what my current research can get at. So... to some extent, politicians weren't speaking to an end of the Cold War because, you know, many people did not believe that it was going to happen. And so I'm trying to, again, check the temperature of the public.